Title: Wobble Free Low End Masterclass for DJ Friendly Sets Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a beginner friendly low end masterclass for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and the goal is super specific: wobble free low end that stays consistent and DJ friendly. Because here's the deal: in DNB, the low end is the engine. If that engine surges, wobbles, or changes weight between sections, it might feel exciting in your studio, but it becomes hard to mix for DJs and it won't hit consistently on big systems. So in this lesson, we're building a simple, repeatable workflow, a stable mono sub, a controlled mid bass that brings the movement, and a bass bus that glues everything together without pumping in an ugly way. And we'll also talk arrangement choices that make intros mixable and drops hit harder. Let's set it up. Step 0. Project setup, fast and practical. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is normal, but 174 keeps us in that classic pocket. Now create these tracks: kick, snare, drums bus, sub, mid bass, and bass bus. Route your kick and snare into drums bus if you want, and we'll route sub and mid bass into bass bus. Also, color code your bass tracks. It sounds like a tiny thing, but when you're deep in arrangement later, it saves you. Quick Ableton note: keep warp on for samples, but don't warp single cycle bass notes unless you have a specific reason. Warping can introduce weirdness you don't need. Now, before we even write notes, one coaching tip that prevents a ton of pain: pick a sub comfort zone. For DJ friendly DNB, fundamentals that sit well on most systems tend to live around 43 to 60 Hz. That's roughly F to A as common roots. That's why you see F minor and G minor everywhere in DNB. If your tune is in a higher key, it doesn't mean you can't do it. It just often means your sub might want to live an octave down, or you choose a related root note for the sub, while the mid bass sells the harmony. Cool, now let's build the sub. Step 1. Build a stable sub. This is the no wobble foundation. On your sub track, load operator. Keep it simple. Oscillator A only, sine wave. The idea here is that the sub is not your fun sound. It's concrete. If you want fun, give it to the mid layer. Set your amp envelope so it's clean and consistent. Attack, basically 0, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Release, 60 to 120 milliseconds to avoid clicks. Decay and sustain depend on whether you want plucks or sustained notes. For a rolling DNB foundation, sustained or semi-sustained usually works well, but don't overthink it right now. Now add a saturator after operator, very lightly. Use soft sine mode if you have it. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Then compensate the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. We're adding a hint of harmonics, not just making it louder. Quick teacher note: if you push saturation too hard on a sub, you can actually make the note-to-note tone feel inconsistent, like the bass changes character depending on pitch. So small moves. Now write a simple sub MIDI pattern. Beginner rule: long notes that follow the root of your bass line. Start with one note per bar, or two half-bar notes. Keep the rhythm steady in the intro and first drop. Let the mid-bass do the syncopation and movement later. And here's a concept I want you to remember: the sub-anchor note. Even if your mid-bass gets busy, keep the sub predictable. Hold the root through a bar, or do a simple call and response like root to fifth. That predictability is a huge reason some tracks feel DJ solid. When two tracks are being blended, that steady low end is what stops everything from turning to mud. Now we build the movement layer. Step 2. Make a mid bass that doesn't steal the sub. On your mid bass track, load Waveatable. Make a basic rolling restarter patch. Sawnosc 1, Sawnosc 2, slight to tune. Unison can be 2 to 4 voices, but don't go crazy, because too much unison down low becomes smear, and smear is basically wobble in disguise. Now the most important move in this whole lesson: high pass the mid bass. Put EQ8 first in the mid bass chain. High pass at around 90 to 130 Hz. Use a steep slope, like 24 or even 48 dB per octave. And do this properly: sweep the high pass while listening. Mute and unmute the mid bass. Your goal is that when you mute the mid bass, the sub feels basically unchanged. If the sub suddenly collapses or changes, the mid bass is leaking into the sub range. Raise the high pass until that stops. This alone fixes so many "why is my drop wobbling" problems. Now we glue them together. Step 3. Route sub and mid bass to a bass bus. Set both tracks audio to the bass bus. On the bass bus, insert EQ8 first for cleanup. You might do a tiny low shelf trim if it's too heavy, like minus 1 dB around 60 Hz. And if things feel muddy, Try a small dip around 200 to 350 HC, maybe 1 to 3 dB with a gentle cue. Keep it subtle. Small cuts can create space for the snare and clarity for the bass without hollowing it out. Then add glue compressor, gently. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're only getting about 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. We're not trying to smash bass. We're trying to make it feel like one instrument. Then add utility for mono control. Rule: everything under about 120 HC should be mono and steady. If your live version has bass mono, set it to about 120 HC. If not, put utility on the sub track and set width to 0%. Keep stereo width for the mid bass above the crossover, not for the sub. Now we do sidechain. This is where a live wobble actually comes from, because people dial in a big pump and then wonder why the low end feels like it's swelling. Step 4. Sidechain that grooves without level wobble. On the bass bus, add the standard compressor. Turn on sidechain and set audio from to the kick track. Settings: fast attack, like 0.1 to 1 millisecond. Release: 60 to 120 milliseconds. Too long and you'll get that whoomp swell that feels like the sub is rising after every kick. In rollers especially, you want the bass to breathe quickly, not inflate slowly. Ratio around 4 to 1. Threshold: aim for about 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction on each kick. Teacher tip: if you're unsure, start with less ducking than you think. A clean pocket often sounds bigger than a dramatic pump, because the sub stays stable. And here's a variation idea for later that's still beginner-friendly. Sometimes it's better to sidechain the sub and the mid differently. Keep the sub ducking smaller, like 2 to 3 dB, and let the mid duck more if it masks the kick, like 4 to 6 dB. That way, the deepest energy stays consistent, but you still get punch. Now let's make it DJ-friendly with arrangement. Step 5. Keep the intro DJ-friendly with low-end strategy. DJs need clean intros so they can blend two tracks without your sub fighting their sub immediately. A classic plan: bars 1 to 16. Drums, tops, atmosphere, basically no sub. You can keep the identity with higher bass hints, but not full sub. Bars 17 to 32. Tease bass in lightly, often mid only, or a filtered bass. Drop at bar 33. Full sub and full drums. In Ableton, you can automate the sub track volume. Bars 1 to 16. All the way off, or extremely low. Bars 17 to 32, bring it up gradually, maybe peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dB relative to your drop. Then at the drop, back to your main level. Alternative: automate auto filter on the bass bus. In the intro, high pass around 120 to 200 HC. In the build, sweep it down. At the drop, open it fully. Why does this work? Because it gives the DJ swap safety. They can mix intros without low-end conflict. And when your sub finally arrives, it feels like a real impact moment, without you even changing the master level. Another pro arrangement trick: at mix points every 16 bars, in the last two bars of each 16, simplify the low end, reduce mid activity, keep the sub clean and anchored. Those moments become natural blend points for DJs. Now we test, because low end is one of those things where your ears can lie to you if you don't do quick sanity checks. Step 6. Check phase and level consistency with quick tests. Test A. Mono check. On the master, temporarily drop utility and set width to 0%. If your bass loses a ton of power, or certain notes vanish, you've got stereo problems in the low end. Common causes are unison too wide, stereo effects on the sub, or mid-bass leaking below the crossover. Test B. Spectrum sanity check. Put spectrum on the bass bus or on the master. You're looking for consistent energy in the 40 to 80 HC zone. You might see strong fundamentals around F at 43.65 HC, G at 49 HC, or at 55 HC. It doesn't need to be mathematically perfect. It needs to be consistent from section to section. Test C. Sub-only audition. Mute the mid-bass. Does the track still have a solid low-end line? If the whole tune collapses, your sub pattern might be too sparse, or your kick and sub relationship needs a better pocket. And here's a super useful meter pair. Put tuner on the sub track. It sounds basic, but it keeps you honest. Especially after saturation or resampling, it's easy for people to accidentally shift the feeling of the note. Tuner makes sure your sub is actually hitting what you think it's hitting. Now let's make sure the kick and sub aren't fighting. Step 7. create a simple pocket between kick and sub. If kick and sub overlap too much, you get warbly low end and inconsistent punch. A basic approach is to decide who owns the deepest range. In DNB, often the sub owns roughly 40 to 70 HC, and the kick lives more around 90 to 150 HC, plus click higher up. On the kick track, use IQ8. Gently high pass around 25 to 35 HC to remove unusable rumble. If the kick is too subby and stepping on the sub, try a small dip around 50 to 70 HC, but don't go wild. One more advanced but easy trick: micro delay for the sub. If the kick transient and sub attack collide, try nudging the sub track delay by plus 5 to 15 milliseconds. It can tighten the hit without more compression. Keep it subtle and always recheck mono. Now let's hit common mistakes quickly, so you can avoid the classic traps. Mistake 1. Stereo sub. If your sub has width from unison, chorus, or widening, it will disappear in mono and feel unstable on club systems. Fix: width 0% on the sub. Mistake 2. Mid-bass leaking into the sub range. Fix: high pass mid-bass at 90 to 130 HC with a steep slope, and confirm with mute-unmute listening. Mistake 3. Overside chaining. If the release is too slow, the bass swells, and that reads as wobble. Fix: 60 to 120 ms release, and aim for a few dB of gain reduction, not 10 dB constantly. Mistake 4. Too many layers. Two layers is enough at the start. Sub plus mid. Mistake 5. Messy note endings. Clicks and overlaps cause instability. This is huge. Don't just quantize note starts. Quantize the ends too. In Ableton MIDI, try this workflow. Turn on fold to focus on the used notes. Use legato to line notes up, then manually shorten slightly, so note offs land cleanly before the next kick hit. If you want a held feel, keep notes long, but avoid overlaps unless you intentionally want glide. Now, a quick practice exercise to lock this in. Here's your mini exercise. Build a 32-bar DJ-friendly section with stable low end. Make an 8-bar drum loop, kick, snare, hats. Write an 8-bar subline in operator in a key like F minor or G minor. Bars 1 to 4, one note per bar. Bars 5 to 8, and a couple pickups, but keep it predictable. Duplicate that to 32 bars. Add a mid-bass reese in wave eatable and high pass at around 110 HC. Route sub and mid-bass to bass bus. Sidechain bass bus to kick. Ratio 4 to 1, attack around 1 ms, release around 80 ms, about 3 dB of gain reduction. Range it, bars 1 to 16, no sub, either mute it or filter the bass bus high pass up around 120 to 200. Bars 17 to 32, tease the bass in, mid only or filtered. Then if you want, imagine bar 33 is your drop where everything opens. This audio version is shortened for playback.